You have arrived at the South Street Seaport District. This 4-acre area is bustling with cute shops, tasty restaurants, and some of the most incredible views you will find in the city. The Seaport District has been at the cutting edge of commerce for nearly 4 centuries. Much like most of the financial district during New York City's early days, this area was integral for trade, helping as an outpost that bridged the new and old worlds. The area played a huge part in kickstarting New York City's economy into one of the most robust in the world. In 1728, the Schumerhorn family established trade with the city of Charleston, South Carolina. It was this route that brought rice and indigo to the city. At this time, the port was also the focal point of delivery of goods from England. After the American Revolutionary War until the middle of the 19th century, New York had the country's largest system of maritime trade. Despite having many buildings destroyed by the fire in December of 1835, the port was able to recover and relaunch its heyday by 1850. During the 19th century, the Fulton Fish Market officially opened and quickly became one of the busiest in the nation. The Tin Building opened within the market in 1907 and is only one of two remaining structures from the original market. In fact, the Tin Building is the only building that is officially designated as a landmark. As shipping and trade transformed the 20th century, the seaport evolved as well. The evolution was spurred in part due to the port becoming too shallow for newer ships. By the 1930s, most of the piers no longer functioned and the cargo ships docked mainly on ports on the west side and in Hoboken. By the 1950s, most of the old Ward Line docks that stretched across piers 15, 16, and 17 were mostly vacant. The South Street Seaport Museum was founded in 1967 by Peter and Norma Stanford. It was in the 1970s that the district pioneered a new urban renewal concept that historic buildings could be preserved while modern development occurred alongside it. This concept ultimately helped preserve Schumerhorn Row, a block of historic buildings on the southwest side of Fulton Street constructed in 1811 to facilitate growth at the seaport. The project was undertaken by the prominent developer James Rose and modeled on the concept of a festival marketplace. Hurricane Sandy heavily damaged the seaport in the fall of 2012. Tidal floods of up to 7 feet deep inundated much of where you are standing today, causing extensive damage that forced an end to plans to merge the Seaport Museum with the Museum of the City of New York. Many businesses closed, and those who remained suffered from a severe drop in business after the storm. The Howard Hughes Corporation announced it would tear down the seaport's most prominent shopping area, Pier 17, as part of a broader redevelopment project in the neighborhood. Now, almost a decade later, Pier 17 is quickly becoming one of the most happening places in all of Manhattan. Again. Do you like farm-to-table food? Try out Malibu Farm. Are you a seafood lover? The Fulton by Jean-Georges needs to be on your list. Do you like concerts? Or having a drink overlooking unparalleled 360 views of Brooklyn? The rooftop at Pier 17 is the place for you. Seriously, there is so much to do no matter what interests you. The fact that it is easily accessible by ferry from the Upper East Side, Brooklyn, and a walk from most of the major subway lines at the Fulton Street stop is just icing on the cake. As you walk around the neighborhood today, you may feel as if you've been transported back in time to New York's mid-19th century, demonstrating what life in the commercial maritime trade was like. Well, with a few updates. I don't think Sarah Jessica Parker's shoes were around at that point. You might also recognize some views if you were a fan of Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, Hitch, starring Will Smith, or if you are an ESPN buff, as the sports broadcaster has a television studio at Pier 17 that spans 17,000 square feet. Ultimately, the South Street Seaport District embodies the essence of New York City, from culture to good food to, of course, shopping. It is also very resilient. From the fire in 1835 to Hurricane Sandy to the past year, the district is no stranger to challenging times. However, it is also proof that we cannot just overcome, but instead come back stronger than ever. Just look around at how vibrant and alive the stores are once again. Whether you are wrapping up your tour with us today or just getting started, we encourage you to use some time in the area to peruse the cutest little place called McNally Jackson Bookstore. It is a two-story, locally owned bookstore with a coffee shop inside, and today they are also a champagne stop on the tour. No matter who the bookworm is in your life, whether it's you, your mom, your best friend, or your work wife, make sure to stop in and grab a glass of bubbles, look around, and shop local.